did is Simon Shimon Hay Sift has Vov. We did this Sif, we didn't do the Mishabur on it. So let's just run through the Sif again. So the inside is not a height of 10, but on top, with the roof, the total area of, let's say, the wall, including the roof, reaches the height of 10. And it has an area of 4x4 inside. So Teichu Karmelis. Inside, it doesn't have a height of 10, it's considered a Karmelis, because it's 4x4 and less than 10. And in, on top, it's 4x4 and it's 10. So on the outside, it's considered, the top of it is considered Rishus Yochid. Vim Chokik by Arbo al Arbo, if a person then goes inside in the house and digs out an area inside the house, which is 4x4, Filo Be'emsa, even if he digs it out in the middle of the house, Rochik Minak Solim, not next to the walls, so there's no idea of love between it and the walls. And now, from that pit, that the dig out, that place which is dug out to the roof, there is a height of 10 tefachim inside. So that area becomes Rishus HaYachid. And then the area next to it, which is not Rishus HaYachid, it's not 10 tefachim high, it's considered Chor Rishus HaYachid. It's considered an extension. It's like the Chor. It's like the same way you have your crack, which you use, is considered an extension of Rishus HaYachid. So Nasakul Rishus HaYachid. So that area will also be considered Rishus HaYachid. Okay, Mishnah Berura in Sif Katan Nun Tes. Yesh bar arbo al arbo, hanu b'chol loloi. We're talking about inside, it has an area 4x4, not including the walls. Why? D'yein b'chol loloi arbo al arbo, if it's a very little small, like, you know, little building that he built, a little like shed or something, which doesn't even have 4x4 inside, even if with the counting the walls it has 4x4. So again, the walls are 4x4. The outside wall, from the outside is 4x4. Top it's 10, so on top it's like it's not it's any different than an omud. It's 4x4 and it's 10 high. So on top it's Rosh Hashanah. But inside, it's not 4x4 inside, it's not 10 inside. Right. So it's a Malkum Tor. It's not even a Karmelis. It says, so ain't al Toyoko Shem Karmelis. It's not even a Karmelis inside, it's less than that. So if it's 4x4 inside, in the airspace, at least, plus it's less than 10, it's a Karmelis. Tochu Karmelis. Came in the Bifnim, and a Mechitzas Kaboyas Asura. Inside, the Mechitzas are not 10 high. On the outside, it's 4x4 and it's 10 high. Mm-hmm. So it's a Rishus HaYochid on top. So you went and dug out an area which is deep enough to give you, when you stay from the bottom of that point, which is now cleared up to the roof inside, it's 10 tefachim high. So now it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim. So I feel about Emser Rochuk. Now, what does he mean by this point? What's this point of Emser Rochuk? We could have argued, you take the walls, here's the walls going up. So, and if I dig it out like right next to it, so we look at it as if the wall of this depression plus the wall of the building are all one long wall. Because they're within 3 tefachim each other, it's like the lovewood, so it's like it's all, so that's, I have a wall which is 10 high.
Right.
That's what I could have argued that would be true. So we're saying that is true. We're saying you don't need that. Even if you don't, even if it's Rach and it's Be'emsa, it's not next to it. So now the question is, it comes out, you never really have a wall which is 10 tefachim high inside. You have a height of 10 tefachim, you don't have a wall of 10 tefachim. Mm-hmm. So here we're getting a scenario where you have a height of 10 tefachim without a wall. Does that count? Why does that count? We're saying that it's good, but why is it? I feel a Rach and Gyasim Mishlash and tefachim, the Lech Lamemr Chehu Kalav, and you can't say it's all one extension, connected, all one connection. Filahachi, Sagi, it works. Now the question is why? So the Mishnah Berurah about Tam. Okay. The Abisham is Ikra Kapeda Sheheha Rishus Shabasoicha Mishtameras Ayyadeh Hamachitis Hamakifa Mesor. It's not that the Rishus needs walls which are 10 tefachim high. The Rishus needs to be set off from the area around it by walls which are 10 tefachim high. Okay? So, b'kimash haksolim, mivachutz kvoya masar tefachim. Outside the walls are 10 tefachim. So, vis-a-vis that which it acts as the protection of it, vis-a-vis what's outside of it, it is 10 tefachim high. So, you have walls which are 10 tefachim high. The only problem is you also need an area to use which is 10 tefachim high. So I've accomplished both. I have a wall which is 10 tefachim high, and I have an area here which is 10 tefachim high. They don't have to be the same one. As long as I have both together, v'kim l'shaksolim v'chutz g'vayam masar tefachim v'sech ha'gum anam yesh g'ayva asar tefachim ala kara. You have your height of 10 tefachim. It's considered Rishus Yachud Gemura. Rishart study Hakak Shasam. So that's Rishus Yachud because it's set off from the area outside of the building by walls which are 10 tefachim high. It itself is 10 tefachim high, so it's Rishus Yachud. And then we say Rishart study Hakak Shasam Haguma. Mikrichar Rishus Yachud. Rishus Yachud Dama Kiliya Basifdal. Then I say, well, that's this very nice. This is 10 tefachim high. This is Rishus Yochid. But what about this area over here? Well, this area over here is like, it's not worse than if I had a crack on the wall which I'm using. This is a nice area which I could use. So it'll be Chari Rishus Yochid. It's not really a hole of the Rishus Yochid, but it has the same concept. Okay. When we dwarf Mash, then the Mishabura says, well, based on what the Rosh said, this is a Rosh. In the first parak in Shabbos. I mean, the word of Mashma. Well, let's say a situation where the walls on the outside were not 10 tefachim high. So, I have walls, let's say, which are 9 tefachim high on the outside. From the ground till the top of the roof is 9 tefachim. Inside, it's only 8 tefachim. And I dig out a hole which is 2 tefachim deep. But it's not right next to the sides. So I have 10 tefachim inside, but I never have walls of 10 tefachim. So then, oz lehavi rishus yachid, and kein aguma smuchel teich shloisha tefachim lekaisel. If the area which I dug is right next to where the wall is, then I look at that part which I dug down as an extension of the wall. So this is 2 tefachim, and this is 8 tefachim, that's a total of 10 tefachim. So as long as it's less than 3 tefachim away, we look at it as one long wall, and it's rishus yachid. The mina lavud, v'reu g'gayba asar tefachim. It's counted asar tefachim. That is the Magen Avraham's diuk in the Rush, which seems to be a very valid diuk. Comes Eliyahu Rabba. Let me stop it with that. Eliyahu Rabba is mesupik. That maybe even without being lavud, it would still work, because. Even though there's going to be a gap, but the result is I have this protected by, I have something which is 10 tefachim high, and it's protected by walls, even though they're not connected, but I have X amount of wall of 10 tefachim high. I have 2 tefachim here and 8 tefachim there. So the end of this area inside is protected by a height of 10, part here and part there. So that should be sufficient, as Eliyahu Rabba says. And the Magen Avraham says that the Rosh seems to indicate that that's not so. The Eliyahu Rabba's argument isn't in the Rosh. But rather it's that the Rano argues in the Rosh. Doesn't make that whole assumption. The Chazanish comes along and says, I can argue even in the Rush that it would work. He says, because what's unique about this situation is that there's no question, it says that, you know, you need a lava to connect two walls. And if I have a wall here, which is 5 tefachim high, and I have something flat, and I have something, you know, another, if they're not close enough, it's not going to work. But over here, what you have unique is that there's a roof on top. So it creates, this is all one area inside. Whereas the case would be open on top, there's no question that you would need, for it to work, it would have to be that they're right next to each other. But so the Chazanish says, but in a case where they're not right, where there's a roof on top, so it creates this whole area, it has a connection to each other. It's all functioning under the same roof. So then we say, even if it's not Gimel talking within each other, this becomes the walls of this area which is inside. Okay.
Why?
The part that you cut out over here and the part which was built up over here, even though they're further than three tefachim away, so there's no lovud. You dug out a thing over here which is two tefachim, and here is eight tefachim. You count it as ten tefachim, like it was connected. We should do a video taping of the shir, like, you know. Right, okay. Gag
Abarla. Is this a cord?
Huh? We're not videotaping it, we're just audio recording it.
Was this a cord?
Yeah.
Was this a cord?
This is according to the Chazish is saying, even according to the Rosh. Even according to the Rosh. Okay. Interesting din. Tezayin is a fascinating din. So, we know that the halacha is, we said before, that the mechitzas of the Rosh Hashanah extend up the Rikiyah. The Rosh Hashanah extends all the way up to the Rikiyah. So now, I have a flat roof. So, in case where my walls go up to, and then the roof is inside. So we look at the mechitzah, there's a concept called Gura Asik mechitzah, the halacha Moshe Sinai, mechitzahs extend up. So my roof has walls around. Right? So there's no question, you know, it's not part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It has walls. It's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What would be if the roof extends beyond, out flat, beyond the walls? So it's hard to say Gura Asik mechitzah because there's a roof stopping it. There's this thing stopping it. So now I'm left with a roof and no walls around. So what happens over there? So it's not part of the Shusar Rabbin, but on the other hand, it doesn't have any walls. So Zaktim of the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tezayin. Gag Habelot Ala Mechitzes Habayis. The roof extends out beyond the walls. Minyan Shein Mechitzes Habayis Nikoros Lehman Ala Gag. When you're sitting on the roof, you can't see the walls. So the Lach is Havi Karmelis. Says the Siddur of Karmelis. Because it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, obviously, but it's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid because it doesn't have walls. So it's a space which is not made for Hiluch, so it's not, but it doesn't have walls, so that becomes a Karmelis.
You're talking about the whole roof. You're talking about the halakha.
On top of the roof. The top of the roof.
Not inside.
No, it's not the house of Rosh Hashanah. Right, correct.
But you're saying on top of the roof, so if you theoretically if you threw something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it landed on that roof.
So that's an interesting question. This might be the Rabbanan. I mean, the issue you make here is I can't carry on the roof. I can't carry beyond Dalet Amos on the roof.
It's only the Chomer on the roof.
It might be so, yeah. Harbi Karamelis, of Harbi, even though it's quite high and it's quite wide, so it's considered a Karamelis. Now, Vim Chaloin Pesuach Loi Min Habayis. If the roof is accessible from the house, and you can transfer things from the house onto the roof, so then we look at the roof as an extension, as a chare rishus yachid in a certain sense. So even though,
how much does it have to extend by? Do we say it has to be more than three tvachim, otherwise it's considered loved again?
Well, it seems to me that the definition over here is you need mechitzas nikaris. It has to be that you can see, you know, the Shulchan Aruch defines it. Shana mechitzas nikaris abayis.
You see it if you lean over, you'll see it. I mean,
if you're normal standing, you're not going to see.
If you're normal standing, then even if it's extended by three tefachim, less than three tefachim, you might not see.
Correct.
It.
No, but there is a shita which the Be'er Halacha brings. You need to extend four tefachim. I'll tell you about that when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. Because then the part which extends out, that's not surrounded by anything. That's what Mishnah Karmel is. The part which, if I'm going to say the roof would extend another 3 feet after, so that 3 feet which is extending, that for sure doesn't have any walls.
Yeah.
So that's clearly a Karmel is. So once that's a Karmel is, and this is completely open to that area, so it's poor, it's been Maloyoi. It's totally open to connect its own area, which is a Karmelis. So that's where the problem comes in. That's what Tosfos says. Mm-hmm. But Mishnah Berurah is saying that even without that, it's still going to be a problem. V'chein zizin habolta minaka. So you have like a ledge, you know, decorative. Sometimes you have like ledges sticking out of the building, and the ledge extends out. V'yesh bohen arbo. It's 4x4. They don't have walls around it. So havi Karmelis. unless they're accessible from the house. So if I could use them, I could reach out from the window and put something there. So that's part of my, that's like Karvish Yochid. So even though Karvish Yochid don't have they themselves don't have the regular criteria of Rishus Yochid, they're not large enough, etc., but they're considered an extension of Rishus Yochid. So this would be the same. Okay. Sivkotan Samachdal. Gag. Roof. I can't tell what the Mishabur is doing over here in this Sivkot. Can Gashan, like our roofs. I'm not sure what he means. Partially means that they're flat. Yeah, I'm not sure whether their roofs are flat or not. But this halacha, the more of the case was that the roofs were flat, so they're made for usage. If the roofs are, you know, slanted with the point you can't normally use them.
Why do you think he's referring to the fact that it's flat versus that it's sticking out of the machizas of the house? Because the Shulchan Aruch is not saying anything about flat, is he? I mean, unless I'm missing it. It's saying,
God, no, it doesn't mention anything about flat.
It doesn't have to be mamish flat. It could be even a slight incline. Yeah, a slight incline. That you could use it.
Yeah, as long as you can still use it.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I mean, if it's a steep incline, you're not going to use it because you could fall off. But
right.
If it's a slight incline, you might be able to use it. Maybe he means that it's just in, you know, a typical house, there's an eave that sticks out a little bit past the walls. Maybe that's what he means.
Could be. Okay, fair. Hatam. The Masha Nasa Gag Rishus Yachid. What should make the Gag into Rishus Yachid? Hanu Shem Rabbeinu Good Asik Mechitzes Hatachtonus Lamala. We extend the Mechitzes which are below up above. Mesabayas Kul Bayas Mukav Lamala Me'arbet Sadim. As we look at the house, the roof as if it has walls on all four sides. Mesel Rishayach Elahechesh Mechitzes Nikaris Lo'emet Alagag. That's only if they from the vantage point of a person standing on the roof. It's perceived that there is mechitzes which can extend. Masha'en kein kishagag machasa ala mechitzes, when the gag extends beyond the walls. L'shach gud asik, the concept called gud asik, that we extend the walls up, doesn't exist. Melekim she'en lo mechitzes, and Rosh Hashayoch. V'alser li'tal to l'lov, ki'im besech arba amos, kishar karmelis. You can't carry on top of the roof, because the karmelis, you can't carry it beyond anything more than 4 amos. Or you can only carry it within 4 amos. That's a better way of saying it. Now, even though the roof is Gavoya Baruch of Harbe, so what we're going to grapple with is because we know that the Carmel is similar to Rishon LeZion, only extends up to 10 tefachim. So this roof is 10 feet off the ground. It's more than 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is 3.5 feet, you know. So how can it have been carmelis when it's so far off, removed from the ground? So the Mishnah Berurah filu gavoya, v'hadi is the kama mesif yudches. They in carmelis toifis rak arasoro. Their carmelis only goes up to 10 tefachim. L'malam is the havi makom patur. Above that height is in makom patur. Hanu dafke heichas a carmelis maschelis in makom anamach. It starts from the ground. I mean, in the low area, it starts on the ground. She count 10 tefachim up, and all that airspace is considered Carmelis. And beyond that, not. Also, being in Shana Tevis, Avira, Rakat Arasor Tvachim. The airspace of the Carmelis only goes up 10 Tvachim. So, you're from the place where the Carmelis starts, which is the ground, the air extends up 10 Tvachim. Awakan, the Shem Carmelis, Aloha Macho Shem Machitzes, Kesharisus Yachid, Chal Aloha Shem Shem Carmelis, Afshigaboya, Yosem Esoramina Arts. Even though the roof is a bit higher than 10 Tvachim off the ground, but we're not discussing, the roof is not carmelis because it's part of the, it's connected to the ground. It's its own bona fide carmelis because it doesn't have the requirement to be an area you're allowed to carry in. So that's the floor. And that's where your 10 tefachim start. And that's the floor of your carmelis, and now you count up 10 tefachim on the roof. Umiyu, sep shita, obviously, that lega gufa, eno toifis, shem carmelis, alavira, rakat asar tefachim, kedin bika. So, but yes, yeah, so that's obvious that in the roof, the airspace, which is called Carmelis, and has a din of Carmelis, only extends 10 tefachim above the height of where the roof starts, from the rooftop. So you're saying you always count 10 tefachim from the floor of the Carmelis that you're discussing, not from the ground. That is the explanation of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Behind Be'al Yerabo, Shemafak Vakal Psak HaShulchan Aruch. He has difficulty with this. The Gaon brings heavy that there can become a Rishonim, men of Rishonim, which he says it's a Rambam and a Rashba, that the Pligel didn't say, that they disagree with this point. And they hold that you can't more than 10 tefachim off the ground. There's no such thing as a karmelis. So since it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it's not a karmelis. So it'll be a makom patur. According to that, it's not a rishus yachid. Doesn't have walls. It's not a karmelis. Not a rishus rabim. So it's a makom patur. It's just a major nafkamina. You know, so you can do whatever you want with it. Mm-hmm. The same when it comes to the ledges which extend out from the houses, the buildings, those ledges, according to them, if they're higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, so they're considered a makom patur, not a karmelis, even though they're 4x4. So the Gaon brings these Rishonim, and the Gaon says he feels that is the final psak, that this area is not considered a karmelis. This area is considered a makom patur. This issue comes up again, it comes up later on, and the Mishnah over there actually seems to assume, like this opinion, the Maisa, that it's not considered karmelis. But one thing which will come an issue, we'll see later on, you can have an area which there are certain areas, certain times when, even though halachically should be considered an area you're allowed to carry in, Rishus HaYochid or a Makom Patur, if it's too big, you can't carry. And the share, if it's too big, is called Beis Hasai. It's 50 amas by 100 amas. Right? Which is... if you figure your amma is, let's say, a foot, 2 feet, so that's 100 by 200, you know, square feet. So if the area is larger than that, you have a very large building, a very large roof, says even though it's not a karmelis, but you would not be allowed to carry in there because the area is too large without any machitzas, says you can't carry. But even there, if you'd have your window opening up to it, you'd be allowed to carry. Because that's Charish HaSayochid.
For the entirety of it.
The entirety of it. It's all talking again, because the Gog is extending beyond the walls. Chalim Besuach, Loi, the Gog, if a window opens up to the Gog, actually, Shtamish Al Gog Derech Shem, you can use the roof through the window. So we could look at the whole roof as an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. Again, they're above 10 tefachim high. They have no walls around them. So you can't use either from Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. They're a karmelis, you can't interact with either one. Unless there's a window open to it, again, if the window opens up, so that's part of the house. It's used by the house, so that's considered a rishus yachid. Now, Tosfos the Bir Loch and Gaga brother Tosfos mentions the opinion of the Tosfos. He brings a Magen Rambam Daik from a Tosfos that Tosfos holds it. If it's only a problem, it extends beyond the roof for tefachim. So that area which extends beyond the roof, that clearly has no mechitzas on it. So that's clearly, even if you say there'd be a good after mechitza, that helps for what's inside the roof. This is outside. So it has no, it doesn't have mechitzas. So that area is clearly a karmelis. And now, the area which is the roof is extended clearly out to that area. They're connected, the two areas are totally open one to the other, so that's what gives it a din of a karmelis. So he says, now, he says the rush indicates not like that.
What gains the din of a karmelis? Not according to the rush. The whole entire ring?
Even if it's less than the extension of less than less than the four tefachim. So the Berlacha says, even if from the Simas HaPoiskim, the fact that nobody mentions this besides this Magen Avraham, none of Rishonim mentioned this issue. It sounds like even if it extends Mashahu, even extends a little, just a little bit, another an inch, 2 inches beyond. But if you're standing on the roof, you don't see the walls of the house because it extends beyond it. That's all you need. That's enough to make mevatel that you don't say that in mechitzas nikaris. Now mechitzas nikaris, there is a chayyadim which is mechitzas nikaris is drabonim. Means midaraisa it is considered that it has mechitzas. So if someone tells from Rishus Rabbim to land on top of the roof, he'd be chayiv. Because the rice is Rishus Yochid. Because the walls of the Rishus Rabbim do extend midaraisa. So, but midarabonim, they gave it in the Karmel since it has no visible walls. So carrying it here, which has no visible wall, that's not called Rishus Yochid. You should be allowed to carry it. So they gave it in the Karmel midarabonim. Midaraisa, the Chayotim says, it is Rishus Yochid.
So what do we call visible in those circumstances? If there's a if there's something sticking up that would indicate that there's a wall there that's connected, is it? Do we go by that, or do we actually have to see the actual wall that goes up to the way the roof would be? If there was a beam or something that would be part of the wall,
as long as it's clearly it's an extension of the wall, so that's called you can. If the wall looks like it continues. That probably be sufficient.
Right, so but not the entirety of the length of the wall. So if only portions of it are...
Then it would depend how large they are. You know, you have to judge it. The point is not that we know that there's a wall. This area has to look as if it's walled.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
Now, this is a fascinating... There's a famous discussion where there's a piece where Chaim Brisker grapples with. We know that the concept is that the Rishus Yochid is Olah the Rikia. So he wants to know, is that Olah the Rishus Yochid is Olah the Rikia? Is the Pshat is, since there's Olah, as you're saying, I call Mechitzas or go up the Rikia. So up to Rikia, there's always Mechitzas. So Mela, you're dealing with the area inside is Rishus Yochid. So if I have my Mechitzas here, this is 4x4, so the Mechitzas keep going up, so everything inside is walled. So or he says, no, there's a different, even if the Mechitzas wouldn't go up, Rishus Yochid goes up to Rikia. In other words, it's not, because, he says, the way he grapples with, you have an Omud. So Omud is 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. There's no walls. You have your house, you have your chatzar with the walls around it, so there's walls. There's no walls but it's an area which is 10, it's 4x4 and it's 10 high, it's called Rishus Yochid. So is the area on top of the Amud considered Rishus Yochid? Up to Rikia. So, well, if you need Mechitzah.
What's the Amud made?
A block of wood.
So the nest has walls.
It's a block
of wood. I mean,
it's the whole thing. It's one. There's no wall part to it. So what do you call the Mechitzah, which is all the Rikia? The outer. So you want to argue about, we'll look at the outer edge of it, as if that's the wall.
Mm-hmm. But, why not? Good asset.
And then you say, good asset. Or you say, no, there's no walls here, it's all one piece of wood.
And why is it Rishus Yochid?
Because it's 4x4 and it's 10 tachim high. That's clear that the oven, which is 4x4 and 10 tachim high, is considered Rishus Yochid on top. So you put something on top of it, you put it in Rishus Yochid. If I put something above the airspace of it, I didn't put it down, it didn't land. I suspended it in a bag which is hanging in the air, you know, with the Shem Hashem. I don't care how you did it, right? You know.
We're not discussing how thick the walls are. I mean, in this case, it's a block of wood. So I could tie in and say that the walls are very thick. Happens to be that.
There's the wall.
They're so thick that they're touching each other. I can tie into that. I mean,
you can tie it wherever you want.
It's a wall. I mean,
where's the inside? If they're that thick,
is it normally wall defined? Right. You're walling something. Yeah. You're walling something. You say I'm being makif something. There's no hekif. All there is just.
So then, by that definition, there shouldn't be Rishus Yochid then.
No. So Elamai. So that nobody seems. Couldn't we don't need? It's set off from the area around it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like we had the rush before. It's set off. It's clearly different than the area around it. It's 10 high, 4 by 4. It's set off from everything around it. So on top of it is a Shusha Yachid. But is there a din of Arla the Rikiyah? See, he says that there is, even though there's no mechitzas. In other words, the halacha that Rishus Yachid is Arla the Rikiyah is not dependent on the concept of mechitzas Arla. And there's a din of mechitzas Arla also. And those are two separate issues. So now I get my roof over here, which the roof is extending beyond the walls. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, mechitzas are allowed to rikia, but have Rishus Yachid are allowed to rikia.
Yeah, but where is the gvul of the Rishus Yachid? Is it at the wall level or is it at the eve, at the end of the eve?
No, it would be at the wall level because inside is Rishus Yachid. So if this is where my house ends, and the
okay, so
this area is a Rishus Yachid. It's allowed to
just the walls.
Yeah. So even though the walls can't go up because they're not nicker.
Yeah, right.
They're blocked. Right. Doesn't mean the Rishus Yachid can't go up. Right. Nothing blocking the Rishus Yachid. Mm-hmm. Right. So the top of it should be definitely be considered Rishus Yachid. So it's along the lines of what the Chayyim is saying. That made a rise. This is Rishus Yachid. Right, he's just saying, Mirabon Chazal said, we're not going to allow you to carry in Rishus Yachid, which you can't tell that you have walls. Mm-hmm. That's in the Rabban, because Miraisa, it's Rishus Yachid. Am I making sense?
Yeah, but so then for the Amad, then why are you allowed to carry in that then if there's no recognizable walls? So
if I would have a block of wood which is large enough to stand on and walk on, Dalai Lama's, big block of wood, would I be allowed to carry? I don't know. It's an interesting question. Because since I can see where it cuts down and goes down, that's like Mechitzas Nikaris. Or like the Rishus Yachid is Nikar. That's just a question. I'm not sure. I maybe talked about that. I haven't seen the piece from Chaim in a very long time. It's in Hilchos Sukkah, of all places. He has it in two places, in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe he talks about that. I don't remember. Okay. Zah, Tishulchan Aruch, weiter. What time I got here? 35. Okay. Yud Zion. Hari Carmelis, Enon Ki Carmelis, Elohen Yudonim Lefi Govam Verochbam. So if you have a Carmelis which faces, fronts up to a wall, the wall is part of the Rishus, let's say Rishus Yochid, but there's a crack and it doesn't go all the way through. So it's not part of that Rishus Yochid, it's facing out to the Carmelis. So, Chari Carmelis are Carmelis. No, they're not. We look at each Chari by itself and we decide what it is. Mr. Bury Ayan. Chari Carmelis. I know Chari Mr. Klapin Carmelis. You have these cracks in the wall which are facing out. Going by is a summer club bika. You have a bika which is an open area, open field. Mm-hmm. And there's a house next to it. You have cracks which face out, which could be used. They don't go all the way through. If they go all the way through, they're part of the Rishus Hayachid. So now they're only facing outward. So they're Chari Carmelis. So what are they? You figure them based on their height and their width. Haino. If this crack is 4x4, it's 3 tvachim high, up to 10 tvachim high, have a carmelis, it's a carmelis. If it's not that, not 4x4, have a welcome tour. Even if it's higher than 10, if it's less than 4x4, it's a welcome tour. This is one caveat. If they're not 3 tvachim off the ground, that's like just an extension of the ground. Less than 3 tvachim off the ground, it's like that's all part of the extension of the ground. So even though it's not 4x4, so the height of 3, the height of less than 3 tvachim would allow it to be just, it's considered an extension of the ground. So we don't look at how big it is, it's just an extension of the ground outside, which is a carmelis. So that's clearly a carmelis. But beyond that, you would have to measure it, you have to define it by itself. Now, what's interesting over here, he mentions that it would be a malkum patur. So I have a carmelis, I have this crack is not 4x4, and it's I don't know, 6 tefachim off the ground, we say it's a makom patur. Not a karmelis. So theoretically, if somebody would want to, if somebody would take something from the Shulchan Aruch and stick it in there, he didn't do anything. We'll see in the next sif that there's an interesting question. Is there such a thing as a makom patur and a karmelis? I.e., a karmelis really means the rice is a makom patur. The Chum came along and gave it, it didn't karmelis. So, vis-a-vis Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, you have a makom patur which interfaces with them. It's a makom patur. But vis-a-vis a karmelis, it's basically the same thing as a karmelis. So did Chazal sort of stand it off from the area around it and say, listen, you know, everything's a karmelis. So the Ramah says in Sefer Ches that we hold there's no makom patur on a karmelis. So then what's Mishmar saying over here? That the Chari karmelis are considered makom patur. So the case over there was, so a person has, top of a sign. It's not 4x4, so it's a makom patur. So if I'm walking into the Rabbim and I find something in my pocket, I put it on top of the sign, the stop sign, like it's not a tall stop, I can reach on top, put it on top, I'm fine. Because I put it from Shus Rabbim to Malkum Tur. If I'm staying in a Carmelis, I didn't move it to anywhere else, Malkum Tur is in a Carmelis, because it's surrounded by Carmelis. So Chazal never felt the need to set it off from the Carmelis. Mm-hmm. So it remains a Carmelis. But over here, it's a wall. So it is set off from the Carmelis, almost by definition. So there, Chazal left it on the din that it's called a makom patur. It's a makom patur. It's not a karmelis. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.